Blog Talk Radio.
I'm too much, really sick to the moon. Be sure I'm sure that I'll do will be my baby. Let's be out and let's be by my side. I got the fuck on a low west. I'm too much.
You know, there's a whole bunch of metal bands that belong there. Well, there are a few that don't. So those are bad. I shouldn't say that. It's terrible.
But all those bands to make up and all that, they ain't metal. That's just not metal.
Not metal.
Not metal.
The big four, and well, there's only the four of us. And there's a reason why there's only four. I don't want the guy with the big fro on tour with me. I want to get paid more. Well, when people die, it leaves a huge hole. You just gotta take life for what it is, man.
Kiss my dog.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me fire.
Can bullshit.
Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. In just 48 hours, it's going to be Thanksgiving, that annual tradition where you sit around and listen to people you hate talk about their awful politics and tell you how terrible you are. Oh, wait. Maybe I'm thinking of watching a Gene Simmons interview on YouTube. I'm just a robot, and I am confused by your human rituals of self-harm. And now, speaking of uncomfortable conversations, the Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Welcome one, welcome all. It is Rob. Another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast on the eve of Thanksgiving Eve. We are here to bring you a new episode of hot, scorching, Jewish, secular discussion.
Yeah, baby.
It's Rob here with Noah.
Gobble, gobble.
Sid.
Gobble, gobble.
And Derek.
Geeble, gooble. Teetle, teetle.
And we are here with you. You can be a part of the show anytime if you're listening live. We are live every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. The number to dial is 213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-943-3688. And you know what? If you want just a little more Metal Injection Livecast in your life, we highly recommend you become one of our patrons. You can sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. You will get at least one bonus episode every month and access to all of our previous bonus episodes. This month, our bonus episode is a Lords of Chaos roundtable discussion, a great discussion that we had talking about the movie and the casting and everything about it and lots of Varg jokes. We also have an interview with Blake from Pig Destroyer, and our previous bonus episodes include a Motley Crue, The Dirt, watch along on Netflix,
which I think is what prompted them to reunite for their new
yeah.
tour.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we did that.
Yep,
I feel we're terrible now.
And also,
but worth it. Great yeah. episode.
And we also have a watch along of a Pantera home video. And next month, which is actually in just a few days,
yeah, Sunday,
we're
yeah.
going to be posting a double whammy of excitingness. We're going to be doing a roundtable discussion on the Hulu Fyre Festival documentary, and then a watch along of the Netflix documentary.
Are we posting both of those on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh,
let's do
okay.
it. Let's just right. let them decide when they want to listen
Christmas
to it.
Time, so let's just.
Two for the price of one.
Didn't you just post something on Patreon as well, or is that yet
to be posted? It is going to be posted by the time most people listen to this. We have an exclusive,
long-awaited
Noah tutorial of
yes.
her famous candied bacon, and we were watching this before the show went live, salivating. We all want some bacon. We're a little mad that Noah didn't have candied bacon ready for us, but we forgive you, Noah. We're just going to go home and make it ourselves now that we have the
yeah.
recipe.
Exactly.
And you can get that on our Patreon. Once again, that is at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. All of that is available for just $5 a month. And then later on in the show, we're going to be talking about our top live cast fans of the week. And to be one of those, you just got to submit $10 a month Patreon donations. And then we have other tiers, including Darren leaving voicemails and some of his famous voices, which you'll be hearing a little later. Not the voicemails, the voices. And also our grand Patreon perk, which is you can sit in on the show with us, which someone will be claiming in the very near future. Someone has already put their bid in. They're in. So
yep.
That should be exciting.
And there's a nice SummerSlam chair waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to take it home, though.
They don't
no.
get to take it home.
They just
sit in.
They could fart on it.
Do they even get to sit in it?
I mean, or, they can't float
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's the guest chair.
I'm just saying they could just look at it.
So, last week on the show, we talked a lot about music.
Music.
And if you recall, I was saying I was going to the Tool show right after, and I wanted to follow up on it with a few thoughts.
Okay.
And, you know, when I, the big cliffhanger, if you will, was I couldn't properly get across what I meant by Tool. Going to see Tool felt like a religious experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, when I went to see them directly after you guys shat on them for like at least 45 minutes, it kind of like killed it for me.
I take exception to that. How did we shit on them for 45
Wait,
minutes?
Everyone is responsible for
I'm
their
sorry.
Own feelings.
I
think it was just me.
It was mostly Sid. It was mostly Sid.
What did I say that was bad about Tool?
You were joining in on the fun. But here's what I will say. But the thing is, though, what I realized though is because the last time I saw Tool was at least 5 years ago. It's like I'm older, they're older. The some of it didn't grip me as much as it used to grip me. It's not like also it's
so you didn't get dragged to the tour van.
All right,
sure
enough of those jokes. Okay.
Okay,
we get it.
It's a bus, Darren. Come on, get it right.
Sorry.
Rob's offended.
And
you.
I'm so sorry.
So but. It was still very good. And what I meant by the religious experience, I can now tell you, like what.
Wait, did somebody give you shit for that you're bringing it up? Or you just thought
me,
about it?
Me, again.
Oh,
probably
you?
Just me. Was what you meant by the religious experience was that it's like going to a Catholic church.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yes. Like getting.
With the priest.
Oh, no. No!
Bam! Got you again.
Anyway, what it was, it's because they put on such an immersive show. Like with there's a giant screen and, you know, the visualizations are trippy, but very, very like high definition and like very well thought out, syncopated with the music. And also what it is the music that grips me. It's so atmospheric and like, I mean, parts of it are a little repetitive and droney that you kind of get caught up in the whirlwind of the vibe that they're trying to set, if that makes some sense. And that's kind of takes it to a spiritual level is the combination of the music and the visuals, and you just get so caught up in it. But this time it was very hard to get caught up in it because Tool had a very strict no photo, no video policy. And when I say very strict, there were signs everywhere. No photos, no videos. You will be ejected.
Let me finish.
There, when you walk in, I just want to set the mood, and then you can ask the questions because I might be answering them.
That's true.
So when you walk in, the ushers have hand fans essentially with a big sign that's in your face, like no photo or video, you will be ejected. So when I see all of, and not only that, when you get to your seat, on every seat, there is a piece of paper taped. I do think about it like that's a lot of paper to waste. But they really want to get that point across. No photo, video, you will be ejected. Plain language on everything. Sure enough.
You didn't answer my question.
Okay, what's the question?
Forgot.
Why didn't they give you those pouches to put the phones in?
That is a good question. I don't know why they didn't do the pouches. Maybe that's
wasting all the paper. You could at least recycle the pouches.
Maybe that costs more money. I don't know. But the tickets were not cheap, so they could afford it.
And
but they did not do the pouch.
Wouldn't it make the experience better without having everybody have their phone out and not take you out of the experience?
Well, I will explain this.
Okay.
And ultimately, yes, it was great in that sense. I did not like knowing that I don't like just knowing I'm not going to take my phone out.
So you did.
I didn't.
You posted a picture from the show.
I'll explain it. Was an absolutely free, like it was like, oh, I could just be in this moment and enjoy it. But what took me out of the moment, which is now why I think they should have done the pouches, is because security was relentless. Like,
annoying.
Like they were. They definitely hired more, like extra security.
Okay.
And they were like literally in the first song, people start taking out their photo cameras. And again, there was even a announcement on the loudspeaker: "Do not shoot; you will be ejected." Sure enough, people start taking photos, and immediately, no warning, nothing. Hey,
well, they're,
you're out of there.
You just said every part of the getting into the venue was a warning.
Yes. No. Ultimately, like at first, I was like, oh, come on. Like, but then I was like, wait a minute. No, they already, like, they're just.
Man, more than clear.
This is, first of all, it's not the fault of the security.
No,
I don't blame. They're literally, like, I know this sounds like defending cops, but they really are. They were just paid to stop people from taking photos. They're just doing their job. It is demanded by the band. If there's anyone to blame, it's the band.
Why?
And ultimately,
blame?
The blame is with the fan because keep your phone down. Like, how hard is it
to
take a photo?
You like this band enough to pay the crazy ticket price and come to the show, but you don't like them enough to respect the one thing they ask you not to do? Like, fuck
you.
Well,
I think they have to have their Instagram content.
So what took me out of it is just you're trying to immerse yourself, and then you see a storm of security running. And just like it's just
like
human,
the pit, man. You're
it's
in
just
the pit.
It's human nature, you know. You have to be like, oh, what's going on? Oh, this guy's out. Oh, this girl. And it's
Rob. Honestly, if you told me that was going to be a feature of the show, I would have bought a ticket.
And look, I have to tell. Like at first, my initial reaction was like, oh, but then it was just pure comedy because the further into the show, and they didn't stop. It's not like they like made a few examples of people in the first three songs and then calmed down. No. Up until the very last song, when Maynard said, security, you can stand down. This is our last song. You could take as many photos as you want of this.
Okay.
Which is just like, oh, there's the compromise. It's like, they understand, you know, you
want to.
Well,
maybe
you
if
wanna...
they had posted that on the sign, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, guys, we'll let you do it for the last song if you promise not to be asked.
Well,
for the first...
here's the thing. Here's the thing that kind of hit me when I obviously, like you said, I took out my camera. I took a photo because I did want a memory for myself, of which I don't think there's anything wrong with. But
do you not have just memories in your head from just living the experience? That's not enough?
He's planning on getting Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I like it. I like having the photos because then in my time hop, the wonderful time hop app, it tells you 1 year ago you were at a Tool concert. So it's like I like getting those kind of documents.
Wait, that's a separate app.
Wait, can't you just like go out and take a picture of yourself in front of the bodega and just label it, I went to Tool later after this?
Sure.
And then it'll still come up.
Yes,
time,
that's
huh?
I would do that. That I would do that just as well. That's fine. It,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. I just
you need
want
a whole
reminder.
Separate app to do this for you?
I need a reminder that was there. Mm-hmm. I need. What do you mean? I need it. Like I didn't build it. It's a quick download. Relax.
But like, if you're so curious, can't you just open up your calendar app that you already have and just scroll back a year and see what it says on the calendar.
Too much work.
Yeah, right.
Just, wow.
What a world we live in, man.
Yeah, you're right. This is the soapbox.
Yes. this 3 minute
Jeez.
Block.
Anyway.
I'll have another one soon.
But here's the thing. So the song that they played, the last song, is like Stink Fist, okay. which is about addiction. Mm. And like I'm using my phone, and it's like the song, the lyrics are like about how you just need it to breathe, to feel, to know you're alive. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is he like mocking me right now?
Yes.
And I had to like put my phone away. And it was just like, was this all just like a giant social experiment?
Did you ask him when you interviewed him after the show?
I did not interview him after the show.
Oh, man.
Lambgoat got him.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't
interview.
Did he
come really, really thorough, very good grammar.
I really want to interview Adam Jones for a Square Circle tonight. I've been trying to make that happen. The guitarist.
Oh.
Well, okay, so
he's also on the Orioles. So Diamondbacks, that's right. Yeah. The guitarist is on the Orioles.
Okay.
The big positive about security being so focused on the photo thing, I was smoking so much pot and nobody said anything. Like the guys were like pushing me to the side to grab a photo of the person with the photos because that was their instructions. And here's the thing about Barclays, someone like tweeted me about this is because I almost had a heart attack.
I remember. Yeah.
Getting into the venue. So when I got there, there was dogs. I've never seen dogs.
There's dudes with machine guns standing outside that fucking place.
But
yeah,
dudes
but
with machine
not,
guns.
They're not looking for weed. They're looking for bombs.
Dudes with machine guns, that's fine. That's looking for bombs. There was a dog. And the dog sniffed at a person like three people ahead of me. And they had to like, you know, they were like, excuse me, sir, can you step out of the line and come with me? And I was like, holy, what the fuck? Like, this is absurd.
The dog just sniffs out selfie sticks.
So now,
or maybe that guy farted and the dog thought it was
maybe
like
that,
a little treat.
Maybe, but that guy saved me because then now I was
the
able
dog
to
was preoccupied.
Yeah. So if you recall last week, my dilemma was about getting my lighter.
Uh-huh.
Because as I mentioned, you know, the metal detector isn't going to detect the weed. The metal detector isn't going to detect my glass pipe. It's the only thing that has any semblance of metal. The tiniest bit of metal is the lighter.
In the whole show, that was the only metal.
So, I had it. I had like one of those tiny Bic lighters that I put in my wallet. And Noah, you mentioned your suggestion was, you should have a second lighter as a decoy lighter. Yes, you mentioned this on the air.
No, I said put it in your makeup case. I can give you a makeup case.
No. You did mention the makeup case, but you also suggested.
That's a great idea. I definitely didn't say that.
You
it wasn't
absolutely
wasn't me.
I would like our loyal Livecast listeners in the chat to please point out that Noah did in fact say the closet because I
except
vividly
the credit,
remember
Noah.
It.
Except for
so anyway,
credit.
But no, it was a bad idea.
Oh no! God damn you, Noah.
So yeah, accept the credit, Noah.
I didn't say. I said makeup.
No, so I did. It turns out I did have another lighter in my jacket that I didn't know about. I was like, the decoy lighter. I'm gonna try this out. Now I'm online. I'm like two people away, and secure like this. Person, so there's a person sitting in front of the metal detector with like the scoopers that you not the,
the
like
tray,
top, the trays. Thank you. I can't even fucking think of the word with the trays for your wallet, your keys, you know, anything like clear out your pockets, you know. And she, the one on my line, was like vigilant, she was feeling things, she was like going through purses, whatever. And then, like, some people she would just let through. Then the woman in front of me had lighters in her hand. She was like, I can't bring these in. No, I'm sorry. And then I noticed that because she already said to her that she has lighters, she was so thorough with her purse going through it to make sure there's no weed. She looked in her cigarette box, which they didn't used to do to spot the joints. And I had the lighter in my hand and I saw this and I immediately like threw it in the trash. And it was at this point that I felt my heart pounding, and I was like, Rob, chill out. Like, I had to talk myself off of this anxiety attack that I'm building up just from, like, the drug-sniffing dog. Well, I got my – and then I'm like, this isn't that important. Rob, relax.
Well, you were safe because I wasn't with you.
Yeah.
Burn.
So, sure enough, I get to the woman. I put my stuff in the tray, and I'm so, like, in my head, like yeah. I get through this. Then she goes like, did you take everything out of your pockets? And then I go, wait, what? Like, she ruined my phone. I'm like, why? Like, I didn't hear her. And then I did hear her. And, like, in my head, I'm like, she knows. I was like, oh, no, I'm good. And then I got through, and that's when I checked my blood pressure, and it raised – my heart rate, I'm sorry. I checked my heart rate, and it raised from 85 to 125.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
But then I was, like, fine because I was smoking pot. I was, like, the only guy in my section with pot.
Wait, so how did you sneak your weed in?
I just had an – I had a joint rolled, and I had that, like – I had that in my sock, and then I just had a glass pipe and just, you know.
In your butt?
I was going to say, you didn't go to the tuchus yet?
No, I put it in my back jeans pockets because they don't pat you down. They just wand you.
You put it in his third butthole.
And where was your lighter?
My lighter was in my wallet.
Oh,
no, it was in the wallet because that would get the metal detector going.
So you tweeted about the fact that you were able to smoke weed at the show while you were still at the show.
Yes.
And I replied tagging Barclay Center in the tweet. Then nobody came to find you?
It's not like I
God damn it.
Took a photo that
we need to get geotagging on tweets.
Yeah, I made sure that was on.
Hold on him, you're so mean.
It seems like
it would have been so good if he got her like kicked out because of my tweet.
But it was great. It was great. Psyched. There was a gong solo. Mm-hmm. I have never seen this before. And
isn't that the next Star Wars movie?
Gong solo, yeah.
That was the one that bombed
The Rise of No, it was just Solo. But so it was
Rise
so it was
of Solo, yes.
Danny Carey. So first, so he brought out a giant gong. This was like the first part of the encore. Mm-hmm. So he's still giving the rest of the band a little time to breathe. And he first played the gong with just regular drumsticks. And it's so wild how much sound a gong can produce, like high end and low end, to the point that you think there's multiple instruments playing, but it's just the one thing. Sid, I think you would have really loved it.
Really?
No.
Thank you.
It seems like kind of overkill, all the security at it, like a Tool show. Like, who's going to bomb a Tool show? What, do you, like, really hate gas station attendants? Yeah. who's, what do they need to
and
bomb?
And metal bloggers.
The sniffers, I don't know.
The sniffers?
I don't get, but the security was there strictly for the photo. They just don't want people shooting photos. And the, that's venue. To get in the venue, that's like their policy for any show.
I will say
metal detectors and everything.
For bands, like, if you're planning on doing shady shit at your show, this is a very good policy to keep all people's phones away so they can't snap any shots of you doing your dirt.
Right.
I have a question. I didn't get to this part of the Lamb Goat interview, but why did Tool say that they didn't want phones at their concert?
They think it's distracting. They want you to focus on the show.
So it distracts the individual?
And the people around them.
And probably them,
yeah. They don't like looking out and seeing people looking into their phones. They want people looking at them. It was a great show. They played for 2 hours. Killing Joke.
Open. Oh, okay. How were they?
Caught like the very end.
They're like 60 something years old by now.
Yeah.
Like, they're very old.
You know what? The other thing about it is, like, because of the arena, like, Killing Joke wasn't made for arenas. Like, it just didn't, the music didn't carry into the arena. And even with Tool, like the first one or two songs, you really they had to like figure out their sound almost, I feel. But then
it was. There a sound check?
There was sound. I'm just saying, like, I don't know, the acoustics in the Barclays were a little weird for me. It could have also been because I was ridiculously high, but it was a bit weird. But, and oh, the other thing about it too is I realized there's certain Tool songs now
that aren't good.
That I'm over them. Yeah, like 10,000 Days, like stuff off the last album.
Now they just title their songs like based on how they feel when you listen to them. 10,000 Days.
That was the album. The song is Vicarious. Just like, I'm over it. I've just heard it so much. That the pot. There was a song called The Pot.
That would have been his sentence if you got in trouble for that tour bus incident.
One day, keep that torch burning.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Whatever.
So anyway, Noah.
Like, you ruined your Tool interview.
How was High on Fire and Power Trip? You went to a show last week as well.
I did. First of all, Bushwick. Bushwick is not like it's just not Brooklyn. And it's so weird, that neighborhood.
Still?
Nick said it's like a mullet.
A what?
It's garbage in the back, party in the front.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely more gentrified than it was a few years ago, though.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. That's what he meant. It was good. I went for my brother's birthday, Power Trip were so good. I actually enjoyed them more than I did High on Fire, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
It kind of, so it was a Friday show, but it started, like, doors were at 5.
Yeah.
So it was, like, impossible to get there in time, so I missed the first two bands, Creeping Death and
Devil Master.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's it.
I saw our friends there.
Mm-hmm.
Saw people from work there. But I don't know. I don't really have a story to tell.
Cool.
Not really. Did they take your camera away?
I didn't have to, like, smuggle weed in my ass crack.
this is only at arenas. I want to make it clear. Because someone tweeted me, like, is this really a problem at shows? It's like,
Colin
no,
and I
only...
were smoking weed right outside the venue.
Yeah. No, it's at regular venues, it's not a problem. It's just these larger arenas, for some reason, they just don't want the pot smoke, which is lame. Especially for a band like Tool. Come on. Get out of here. But anyway.
Maybe it's because the Nets play there and they don't want any of the players on the team coming to the show and then failing a drug test because of secondhand smoke.
Weed.
Yeah.
They found Rob's pipe in the bathroom.
I don't think that's how it works, but all right.
You never know. Better safe than sorry.
I guess that's their thought on it. I wanted to talk also about this new Dave Mustaine interview.
Oh, God.
Dave Mustaine, as we have mentioned.
He has the cancer.
He's completed treatment. He still has it, but he's done. His treatment is done.
Mm-hmm.
Forever or for now?
For now.
Okay.
He's completed his treatment, and I guess they're going to see what happens. And he was just interviewed by Rolling Stone talking about it. Talking about his treatment and talking about some people that reached out to him after the news. And we have a little audio here.
Oh, yeah, here it is. There's actually one really funny part that you didn't even highlight.
Okay,
I was just reading this. And the guy asked him, like, how did you find out that you had cancer?
Mm-hmm.
So he says he was on tour and he had some dental work done. And the guy says, well, you should see an oral surgeon. So he goes, so I see the oral surgeon. And he was such a cock. I was in the chair. He looks at me. And then he takes off. I'm sitting there and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And he comes back in and he goes, it looks like the big C. You need to go see an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
I just like that he called him a cock.
Yeah.
I was just stunned.
Is that the big C he means?
It's the big cock. I was just.
Well, it's a big cock.
I was just stunned with his bedside manner. He was just such a dick.
He could have just said nothing and been like, yeah, you're fine.
Oh, that
on
really
your way.
Also, it sounds like he was taken aback that he discovered that this guy had cancer. He probably had to run to get a second
opinion. Or maybe he's a fan of the show and just hates Dave Mustaine. And he's like, oh, I get to be the one to tell him. This is amazing.
Woohoo! I've been waiting for this since medical school.
Dave, this is what happens when you breathe in too many chemtrails. I'm sorry to tell you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I don't want Dave Mustaine to die.
No, I don't either.
What do you want? Just like a couple decades of suffering?
No, I don't want him to suffer. Just don't give interviews.
He wants him to be cancer free.
Actually, well, I do want him to give interviews because then that's content for us. But
so then, what?
Don't say anything racist or homophobic. That's what I want. Or
sexist?
Don't be.
Can
you
do sexist?
Homophobic. I mean, I'd rather not.
Generally rather problematic. Not. Is that okay?
I mean, you can't stop everything.
Can he promote his booze still?
Why would I be against
it? I'm just trying to figure out where the line is with you. You fucking PC culture going on.
Anyway,
here's another good quote here. Guy asked him, did your faith help you keep a positive mindset?
God.
This is so loaded with great shit. I don't want to joke around about this, but you've seen everything Kanye's doing right now with his message. For releasing the album Jesus is King. For me, I think it's great that he's doing that.
Oh,
I've been praying for a long time, and when this whole thing went down, I prayed a lot.
Well, so you've been praying, but you got cancer anyway? So, like, what does that tell you? Yeah, like, based on the rules that you follow, didn't God give you cancer?
Yeah.
Or maybe God gave him cancer because it's a test. It's a challenge.
Oh, that's what they always say.
Appreciate the little things more, Dave.
So then you're going with Satan to try to pray away the cancer if God wanted.
No, you
it.
Have to like prove to God that you want to live. You have the willpower.
You could withstand right. this trial.
Yeah.
But also maybe like even in the God world, maybe cancer just happens. But then why wouldn't God take it away if it just happened? You know what I mean?
Well, maybe he didn't pray enough, and now that he is praying enough, God is going to take putting it into consideration.
Maybe I've been praying wrong.
God is so easily swayed, huh?
Yeah, right? This is what I always wonder. Is like, this is God, right? The most knowledgeable and powerful force in the universe. And he makes this intricate like universe with life, teeming with life, and all this like intricate plans and everything. And then you just go, hey, God, can I do this thing? And they go, oh, yeah, sure. Here you go. I'm going to fix that because you prayed to me. I'm going to change this plan that I made for the last 13 billion
years.
So maybe
that was the whole plan. Like, if I give Dave cancer, maybe he'll pray more.
So he wants you to pray. That's the plan. That's the end result of the
plan.
Just,
it's like a Jewish mother. She just wants you to call her. She's going to guilt you and make you feel bad until you do.
It does sound like the God in the Bible, honestly. Yeah. Likes attention.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been praying for a long time. When this whole thing went down, I prayed a lot. I don't force it on anybody. I never would do that. But didn't he make them have a prayer circle in his band? Did we read that thing?
I don't think he makes them. They want to do it.
They want to do it if they want to stay in the band.
Right. If they feel like, all right, Ellefson could be like, no, I think he wants to do it. But all the dipshit guitarist of the month or whatever. Like whoever the drummer
I love when Rob used to have that on Metal Injection. There was the babe of the day and the dipshit guitarist of the month.
Yeah, that one didn't go over as well.
That was my favorite page.
There's too many. You should have had that be the one of the day.
That was like a deep cut. The babe of the day was the A song, the single. A lot of people's asses are probably going to grow together right now that I said this. What is that a saying?
What?
Like, I think he means
like we're
going to
clench our butts because we're so uptight about him being religious.
Grow together. My ass is growing together. I'm so mad they're going to grow together.
All right.
It sounds like.
Is that what he's praying for?
Weird. Damn it. I was praying for asses growing together. I should have prayed for the cancer to go away. No, I think the way he phrases it, though, it sounds like. Human centipede. It sounds like a two ass, but two asses being
like all of
sewn
a sudden
together.
We're gonna like connect by our assholes.
What the hell is this? We're mad that Dave Mustaine is praying. That's why.
Dave's up to something.
Oh,
damn.
No, what happened to my? Oh, I said something about Dave Mustaine.
Fuck, Dave. And I believe that taking good care of myself and being physically fit, as well as spiritually fit. Got me back to this point.
Well, he does BJJ as well, right? No?
No.
Or does he do Muay Thai?
I prefer Sam's Club.
I think he does Aikido or something.
Is that a lesser
That's
art?
The one that Steven Seagal does.
Okay, so it's just
not
like
joking. That is his
honorary celebrities.
Right.
And I think he's a black belt in like Taekwondo, which is like kickboxing.
Aikido is that like close hand to hand, like you do these little quick hand attacks.
Like with the basketball players on the handshake line when they do their cool.
Yes, that is technically Aikido.
Oh, nice. Russell Westbrook is very good at that.
Is there anything else you wanted me to hit here, Rob?
Yes, the text messages.
The guy says, when you announced your diagnosis, there was an incredible outpouring from your fans and peers. That had to have felt good. It did. It came as quite a surprise. What does that mean, first of all? Everyone thinks he's an asshole?
No, he was just taken aback at the large amount of responses. That's typical to say. But go on.
I thought nobody liked me at all. A lot came from people that I knew but didn't know cared. Most notably, I got a text message back from my old brother, James Hetfield. And I was so, so happy to hear from him. Contrary to what anybody says, and contrary to any of the act that we put on, I love James. And I know that James loves me and cares about me. You can see that when the moment of truth is here and I'm telling the world that I've got a life-threatening disease. Who comes to stand next to me? James!
Except he didn't stand right next to you. He just sent you a fucking text.
Your fucking G-chat.
That he probably dictated to his assistant. Like, fuck out of
here. No, you're
stand next to me.
You're giving him even too much credit. He told the assistant, write something.
Yeah.
He didn't even dictate it.
Figure out what Dave's number is. It's on my block list as one of those.
Actually, wasn't standing up when I dictated that. Yeah, I'm sitting in my sofa. Ooh. Wouldn't even stand to dictate.
He made Lars do it. He emailed Lars. It wasn't even urgent enough to call or text Lars. He just sent Lars an email saying, hey, text and say it's for me.
Yeah, Lars' assistant's assistant sent that text to Dave's name.
Yeah.
He got a text message from Ozzy and one from Paul Stanley, too.
Paul Stanley's was just a dick pic, though. It was like an accidental text. It was meant to go to Dave's daughter.
He says, that was super bitchin', because in the beginning... I'm not making this up.
Super bitchin'.
What is super bitchin'?
Oh, the text from Paul Stanley.
Oh, okay.
When Kiss first came
out... Wait, start the quote. Stop, I want to hear it.
All right. It was great to get one from Ozzy. I didn't expect it from Paul Stanley. That was super bitchin', because in the beginning, when Kiss first came out, I was just a kid and I loved them.
But I looked it up. I was like, I couldn't believe that. Was he just a kid? I feel like
Paul
they're the
Stanley's
same age.
Older than me.
He is,
lot.
Though. Yeah, he is. I look, Dave Mustaine, when Kiss's first album came out, Dave Mustaine was 12.
Okay.
I would never have guessed that. I thought they were like contemporaries almost. I would have guessed like 5-8 years difference. But nope. So, yeah, that's
this is just a way for him to humble brag.
Yeah. Look at all the famous friends I have.
Mm-hmm. All these guys have my phone number, and I didn't know they had it.
Yeah. I don't even care about them. They're pieces of shit. But they send me a great text messages because I'm so great. Fuck
okay.
You, Paul Stanley. I'm better than you are. You sent me a cancer message. I didn't send you shit. Wait till you get cancer. I'm not saying anything. I know people in the CIA. I can get them to put their cancer rays on you.
Uh-huh.
Just you wait. You'll be one of those Kiss coffins. And I won't even stand next to it.
That might imagine if that's why Paul Stanley texted him, was just to sell him one of the coffins.
Imagine.
He's just going to try to throw the link in there. Yeah. Like their web store.
Wait,
oh, you're doing good.
You're doing good. Oh, I wanted to give you a coffin.
Delete.
I think did
you intercept my phone messages? How do you know what that text said?
He gave him like a coupon code.
I've definitely seen Kiss chemo machines at the hospital.
Oh, no.
I think that's what
oh
he was trying
God.
To sell them.
Those things suck. Like 3 trips an hour. Awful.
I think Ace Frehley hatched out of one of those.
Oh. Yeah, he wasn't even supposed to be in Kiss. Came out of the
cancer meds. Like dust.
And then Gene was like, oh, well, might as well put him in the band.
Yeah. Wow, so that's the Kiss origin story.
Of him. As we say in Israel, Hava Nagila, Mamatakana Mahahoma, Achemachaha, a chemo machine is really for Peter Chris.
Just cat skin.
Neuroblastoma, glaucoma. They're all Hebrew words, trust me. I grew up in the Jewish community. I speak 17 languages. And I don't know Dave Mustaine. Who? Dave who?
I know a Dave Mustaine, but a Dave Mustaine? No, I don't know a Dave Mustaine.
I think he was my tailor, Dave Mustaine. Oh, no, he was the manager of the Morosco Theater.
I wonder if it really was Dave Mustaine, because remember we learned his mom is Jewish?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So they came through Ellis Island?
Yeah, I'm like they changed it to Mustaine. But I've never heard of Mustaine otherwise, right? Like, I've never heard that.
But also, it would be his dad's last name that he took.
Right.
Well, sure.
So,
unless he's a mama's boy.
Oh.
How dare you, Noah?
All speculation.
He stopped being a mama's boy when he ate Nick Menza's mom's cooking.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, moms suck.
Moms are terrible.
Can't even do Italian food right.
Worse than chemo. I'll tell you, she doesn't even know how to make good humintoshin. I'm a Jew. I know more than Gene Simmons.
Matzah sells, but who's buying?
High holy wars.
Countdown to Sukkot.
Too soon.
No, it passed.
Oh,
cryptic Talmud writings.
Yom Kippur Thanasia. No.
Well, no, all right. I'll give you partial credit.
That one failed.
Yeah. Okay.
Said it out loud.
Like
I was like,
that.
No, that's important.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Hangar 5776.
All right. So,
should we get to the game?
I wanted to talk about one more thing.
Oh.
Which was one of our favorite websites, Cameo. Now, if you recall, a few months ago, I got friend of the show, Rebecca Moore, to do a cameo for Durinsky.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Because
he's done giving, finally.
He's such a fucking handsome man.
Well.
But turns
says
out.
So on my t-shirt.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm not the only one hiring Cameo. A girl hired Cameo. Initially, the story came out that a woman hired, not hired Cameo, hired Mark McGrath, the singer of Sugar Ray, to break up with her long-distance boyfriend. Now, Mark McGrath, by the way, I want to mention, his gig right now is he has a show on Sirius XM, 90s on 9.
He does?
Yes. It's like a countdown show. Mm-hmm. And every episode, there's a different theme. I guess it's not a countdown show. It's just like a theme episode.
And every episode, the theme is sadness.
Well, like the theme is like one hit wonders. And but so the thing about the show is it's so clear that he is completely uninvolved with everything about it up until he has to get in front of a mic and start recording.
Yeah.
Because it always feels like whatever script the poor producer wrote for him, like he's just reading it for the first time. He's like, this is Mark McGrath. And today our topic is one hit wonders. And the bands that happen to play them.
He's just like rustling paper. As
yeah, like it's just, it's like, dude, do a second take. Like, and I wanted, like, I've heard him do, like, you know, I've had it in the car for a while now. So I constantly, they replay the show all the time. And it's just always the same terrible delivery. And I'm happy to report that he brought that terrible delivery to his cameo.
Wow.
Because now you'll absolutely hear it. Here is him.
Well, can I just ask, who has the worst plastic surgery face of cameo people? Mark McGrath or Rebecca Moore?
Oh, that's easy. Mark McGrath. 100%.
Dude,
he looks terrible.
It's
bad.
Closer than you think, yeah.
What's up, Braden? It is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray. Off the charts, but always in your hearts. And this cameo.
This is his delivery.
Wait, did somebody write him the script and that's how he's reading it?
No, he probably starts every cameo
it.
Video with that
yeah.
awful shit. Could you, how much does he cost? Could we get him to
$100.
Do the Rebecca Moore script?
Oh, we can tell him.
Could we get him to do the high guy?
We could.
And say, y'all, you love sucking cock. Do you think he'd do that?
Do you think he'd do that? He'd probably suck real cock.
So, Rob, if he rejects your script, you get refunded, right?
Mm-hmm.
This might be something to look into.
All right, this is Mark McGrath, and I'm here to suck some cock for you on Cameo.
Darren's red. He's laughing so hard.
I was booked by Cheyenne, and she wants you to know a few things. And this is a little difficult for me to say because it's the first one of these I've done, but she wants you to know that you mean a lot to her. You mean the world to her. But she's having difficulty staying in this long-distance relationship. You know, it's tough. I've been on the road for years, and I've been with my wife a long time. And
my wife!
I want to point out, this is a breakup video, and you're talking about how you've been with your wife for a long time. Yeah, like, way to rub it in, Mark McGrath.
Fuck you.
The biggest arguments, the biggest, you know, obstacles in our relationships is the distance between us. It makes it very difficult when we're on the road, and it's hard. So Cheyenne is trying to let you know, Brayden, that it's very, very tough for her to stay in this relationship. She still cares about you a lot. You never know what the future may hold. And she still wants to be friends with you because obviously she cares about you very, very much. And she wants you to know,
doing this.
Good luck on your thesis coming up. Probably not the best timing, Cheyenne, when he's doing his thesis. But I understand. You know, you got to work on your thesis
like,
in life.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, my God.
His speech, his voice, the way his delivery, it sounds Caitlyn Jenner-esque.
He looks like a gene splicing between Vanilla Ice and Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
I see it.
Goes on, and you know, I'm sure there's big things ahead of you in the future, Brayden. But Cheyenne cares about you enough to let you know that she's thinking about you. But the long distance thing is just
a
little difficult.
She hired a fucking washed up singer,
and she wants you to stay positive. She wants
you
to be friends.
She really cares about you so much. Nice friend.
Oh my God.
Hey, you know, I really do love you so much. I got you Mark fucking McGrath to break up with you over the
maybe
internet.
Sugar Ray's his favorite band.
Oh, God.
That'd be
in
even
which case
worse.
He deserves to get broken up with.
For fuck's sake.
Just imagine if your favorite band sent you a breakup message. You'd be so, like, conflicted.
Yeah. But at least that conflicted and not just 100% horrible.
Well, it turns out this was all a goof. Like, this woman is not breaking up with her.
She doesn't even have a boyfriend.
She does have a boyfriend, but she likes sending him these cameos because she also got Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch, to do one. And his is even like, why? Like, you can turn down these cameo requests. You can turn it down.
But why would you turn this one down?
Hey, honey, I got you the singer of Chumbawamba to break up with you for me.
Well, you would turn it down. Well, they started like, oh, it pains me to say this. It's like, no, it doesn't. You're saying it.
Yeah.
You're getting
you
paid
the
to
money.
Say it. Yeah. It pays you to say it, not it pains you.
Right, man. This is sort of one of the toughest cameos I've ever given. This is
so don't do it.
Braden, it's got booked by Shay.
Also, I want to point out, like, Anthony Scaramucci, I've only seen him in the context of, like, giving a press conference or whatever. He's all quaffed. He's, like, in his fucking kitchen. Like, his hair is all disheveled. You see, like, his kids, like, little arts and crafts thing hanging on the wall. Like, what the fuck? It's a slice of life.
And I'm delivering bad information, but I think long-term, very good for you, okay? So
it's a slice of life, but, like, I see this, and I'm like, why the fuck does Anthony Scaramucci need the extra money from a cameo thing? Like, why is he,
what is he
mooching
doing
off people on cameo?
It's easy.
So, his name.
Can I ask another question? Why does anyone even still know who fucking Anthony Scaramucci is, like, 6 months later or whatever, a year later? Like, who's good? Do people just go through the cameo, like, the browse through cameo?
Well, I have to tell you, when you buy one, as I have for the show, they are very aggressive with their follow-up emails, like, just added to Cameo, like, these people available on Cameo.
Unsubscribe.
So I did eventually unsubscribe.
Oh,
at first I thought it would be funny to see, but then I was like, all right, this is like at least once a day they send this, and it's like, I don't need this is like literally spam at this point.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever tried signing up? Former Sirius XM DJ Robert Pesvani.
I should.
Fired like a dog in the street.
Mark McGrath.
Well, you know Jose Mangan is on there.
Is he really?
No. Yeah.
Wow. How much does he cost? We should get him.
Oh, no.
Shit.
No.
Bullshit. Jose Mangan. He's a piece of shit.
Can we get him to do the Rebecca Moore? In his, like, psyched voice? Or, like, his death metal voice, his growl?
Oh, man.
I love Jose Mangan.
I feel like in our Patreon, like, the voicemails that Darren could leave, that's kind of like a cameo.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, our own version of it. Pay for
and
that.
If you want me to do it, I'll do it.
I'm not going to break up with anyone for you, though. Do that shit yourself.
I would be happy to. I'd do that for free.
All right, see, there you go.
Deliver bad news to people?
New Patreon.
Really?
That's a new website. SidDeliversBadNews.com.
I'll do it in person.
And the Leroy's
yeah,
song
right.
Plays
Telegram.
As long as it's like 1 hour in any direction, I'll get in my car and I'll do it in person.
That's another tier.
Hopefully it's a lot of tears from the person I
told you. Oh, my
to.
God.
Lick them up.
Cheyenne means the world to you, but she cannot stay in this long distance
relationship.
She means
the world
and
to
she
you.
She wants you to know that you're always going to be friends, and
thanks.
She wishes you.
He's just reading this now. He's not even trying.
Asshole.
Unbelievably good luck with your thesis. And
unbelievably good luck.
I'm sure you're probably really into her. But the truth of the matter is that's a message. Life goes on. There'll be another door opening and some great and wonderful things will be happening for you.
Honey, I just want you to know I got Ari Fleischer to break up with you. I just want to point out that, like, he's phoning this in. Like, he's like, he can't be bothered to even do it. Like,
he's making
like,
dinner.
I will say, at least Mark McGrath, like, he's clearly sat down. He's like, all right, I have cameos too. I'm going to focus on this. His eye is wandering. He's like looking at his kids like, dude, you're
but
getting paid for this.
To be fair, like, Mark McGrath has so much Botox that his eyes can't wander at
he
all.
Have a choice for that. So, like, if they reject your script, you get refunded. But, like, what if they do the video, but they half-ass it to the point that you don't like the quality? Are you stuck with it?
You could leave a bad review, but, yeah, you do
you
still
have
no
to.
Refund? Yeah, you do have to. By the way, I did get a cameo from Michael Dukakis here.
What?
To break up with you guys. No, no, I didn't.
He's still alive?
Is he?
He is.
Yeah.
Saw a piece on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Right
under the radar.
He's, like, helps. He does, like, all kind of hands-on, like, charity stuff,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
I honestly don't even remember what he looks like. I just see John Lovitz in my head playing Michael Dukakis.
He was more svelte than Lovitz.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Only one chin at the time.
Yeah, he ran against George H.W. Bush.
Yep.
And lost.
Yes.
Destroyed. It's one of the biggest election bombs in history.
Okay.
You know why? It was because he was too far left. He was a little more to the center.
I think it was just because of his name.
Cock.
Really?
Dukakis. It all sounds like cocky.
Yeah.
Cocky.
Dukakis. Michael Dukakis.
Dukakis. We're keeping it professional here on the Metal Injection Live. You can give us a call.
Cocky duty.
213 Wide Nut. It's 213-943-3688. Before we play Thrasher or Trash It, I just want to play a quick clip of this Papa John interview. Here's the weirdest sentence you have ever heard.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. Living currently.
That's it. What? I've had over 40 pizzas.
Is that what his voice sounds like?
That's what his voice sounds
like.
Yes. That's not what he sounded like in the commercials.
And Mark Shapiro should be in jail. He has no pizza experience. He's never been in the pizza category. I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come. The record will be straight. Why not sit?
His
sounds
skin,
like Stone Cold a
his
bit.
Skin is so weird. He looks like a drag queen.
Yeah, he sounds like Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, that can't be. That audio has to be.
No, it's real. Do you want me to play the full audio? Like a bit
just,
of a full
just
audio?
Just a bit, yeah.
It puts the That's... Papa John's pizza in the hose again.
Yeah. I think all the surgery is getting through his voice box.
Put the fucking pizza in the basket!
I never dreamed the people that I care about.
Okay, it was all
multimillionaires. Would do what they did.
He still
it
sounds like Buffalo
Joe. That ousted the Papa of Pizza.
Looking back now, do you think that you were set up? Oh, no question.
Wait,
about it.
Oh, he said the N-word in an interview, or not an
well,
interview.
Well, no,
it was like
someone leaked audio
something.
Of a conference of a private meeting.
Well,
where he
what
said
was
the N-word?
And he didn't. He wasn't like to be totally fair. He wasn't like using it as a racial slur, but it still is a bad look to say it at all.
I don't remember what the context was.
I don't remember exactly either, but I remember there was like some kind of nuance there. But
also he'd been caught like out in public, like shit-faced drunk multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a terrible person.
Yeah.
It was not meant to be a defense of him.
Big Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, that. This is all a farce.
This is John Schnatter's side of the story, and it's loaded.
Nothing sells
with
like
cheese.
In the truth, sooner or later.
In the first time, Schnatter is talking publicly about the firestorm that forced him to walk away from the company he built into one of the nation's largest pizza chains.
They made this all up. They fabricated it. And shame on them.
It all started in May of 2018. Schnatter admits he used the N-word during what was supposed to be an internal conference call on diversity training, but says he did it
to convey his hatred of racism. He says insiders use that as an opportunity to push him out.
I just didn't know what would happen from people on the inside doing this.
I have the context.
I want to also point out that the reporter is black here, so he's saying this to a black reporter. Go ahead.
He was when the NFL was like having their Colin Kaepernick initial wave of like the protests and people's
reaction. Right, because this is a few years ago now.
So he was at this conference call and he blamed the NFL for like lowered Papa John's sales because people were boycotting the NFL.
I see. A Papa John's was so closely associated with their NFL sponsorship that they, by proxy, boycotting them. So what was the quote?
So it says here, on the May call, Schnatter, that's his name, was asked how he would distance himself from racist groups online. He responded by downplaying the significance of his NFL statement. Colonel Sanders called blacks N-words, Schnatter said, before complaining that Sanders never faced public backlash. So Colonel Sanders was racist, and he used the actual word, not N-word. And Colonel Sanders never got in trouble, so why should we?
Cool going to the fried chicken guy.
what a weird thing to say.
Bad argument.
Yeah. Now, what? Like that? Like I'm gobsmacked. Like, why would you even say that?
Yeah.
Weird. Like, what point are you making? Like, people didn't get mad at Colonel Sanders. Oh, he's right. Now we're not mad at Papa John's anymore. Like, what are you saying?
Well, if I can be like a dumbass whisperer.
Right.
I think what he's trying to say is what I am saying is way less inflammatory than
right.
Colonel Sanders said.
Doesn't mean it isn't inflammatory.
Right. And also, Colonel Sanders said that when that was like
eight
normal
years ago,
yeah,
when he was alive,
when they were still like lynching people.
Or did he mean Daryl Hammond?
the current Colonel Sanders.
Maybe.
He did have a crack problem, so
the
who
Norm
knows
McDonald,
what he said.
Colonel Sanders.
What was that campaign? That was
I don't know.
So
they just
weird.
Had different.
I know what it was, but I mean, it was so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Reba McEntire was one of them.
George Hamilton.
Shawn Michaels.
Was Shawn Michaels one of them?
Yeah, they had a WWE like they were
Jesus
a big sponsor,
Christ.
So they just did like a special.
It only aired
commercial.
On WWE shows.
Huh.
Yeah, but like they essentially staged a wrestling match with the Colonel and someone dressed in like a chicken suit or something.
Dolph Ziggler was the Colonel for the match.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nice. That seems a bit much.
I thought it would come from the outside.
And he's willing to name names.
The poor chicken, by the way. Like, why does the chicken have to job? Like, the chicken is the food, the main dish. It's not like they're the enemy of KFC.
You're right.
That's what they're selling.
But they also murder them on a
right. I understand,
scale.
But you don't have to like play that up in
like
the commercial.
It in.
Yeah, I understand that is ultimately what is happening. But like, what? Well, yeah, like it just seems in poor taste.
Yeah.
But then again, Papa John's is worse.
Yeah. The food is in poor taste. So
that's true.
That's tough. Which is worse, Papa John's or KFC? Like KFC to me is like bottom of the barrel.
KFC,
I hate it.
If we're comparing these two things, I would say Papa John's is way fucking worse. It's just cardboard. It's like Domino's pizza.
I think it's slightly better, in my opinion.
I like
I haven't had
things,
Domino's.
I like certain things at KFC. Although overall,
like what?
I feel like their original recipe chicken is not bad. It's
I
not,
don't mind
boneless
rubber. Wings. Once in a blue moon. I mean, I haven't had them probably 10 years, but I remember liking them.
The KFC around here burns the shit out of the wings. So it's probably that location.
Thrash it!
Sorry. Okay. I thought you were there. Let's stop talking about that. I like their what you said, Rob, is true. Like, it's not the best chicken in the world, but it's, like, tolerable.
For me, yeah. Like, if I'm doing fried chicken, I'm going to Popeye's.
Right. I understand that. I'm saying if it's in a pinch and you're, like,
right,
right there.
Right, right. Yeah.
I would eat it. But Papa John's, I would never eat. No matter how convenient.
Yeah. I guess that's so ultimately fair. I guess Pizza Hut is the best of the worst.
No,
pizza?
Not
I'm not a fan of
it. I would put Domino's.
Yeah. Of the three.
I like that Domino's like a little spicy.
Of these, of what things?
Of Domino's, Pizza Hut, and Papa John. Of the chain pizza restaurant.
I think
I've never even had Little Caesars.
I would go with Pizza Hut, but reluctantly. Like, it's still
right.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Ultimately, we agree.
This is like fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, we agree also with the Kenny Hickey situation.
Oh,
like, you should never, ever, like, why in New York would you ever order it? And we all
Domino's
agree on
thin
that.
Crust is the only one
yeah,
of any
decent.
Of those that I would eat.
Yeah, but that's like a specialty.
I think the crust is what fucks up Domino's the most. I mean, it's that it's just doughy and it's like a pastry.
That's how I feel about Pizza Hut.
For me, it's the cheese. The cheese just feels like melted, like loose leaf paper.
Oh, yeah, I agree. The cheese is not good either.
It's so boring.
But the number one thing wrong with Domino's is the crust. Mm-hmm. So if you put it on thin crust, it's a little
You're right, because it's so soggy. Like, at least the thin crust has the crunch a little bit, so it works.
It jumps up to, like, mediocre.
Yeah.
It's like a decent hors d'oeuvre at, like, a white trash wedding.
Right.
That point.
It's like a decent, it's like a white trash bruschetta.
Yeah, exactly.
But what you should take away from this is never eat Domino's. Never eat Domino's. Or Papa John's.
But listen, if you don't live in a place where, like, where good pizza is plentiful and it's your only option, then...
Just don't eat pizza. Just don't eat.
No, but there has to be a local pizzeria, right?
Well, no, even then, it's probably
terrible. No, that's not true. I've
been
places where... Cece's?
But here's
my thing. All right, so... Just don't eat pizza. Like, your town, wherever you are, whoever you're listening to this, it's got to be known for some food dish, right?
Sure.
No matter where you go.
But you can't eat that every night.
But all right, I'm saying if you really want to dig into some quality food, find that good thing that is near you. There's got to be something. And it's not always pizza. Like, we have good pizza here.
Yeah.
You don't
sometimes
have pizza
you just
want
to have self-loathing and just be a garbage person.
That's fair.
Garbage food.
If you want to hate yourself, then eat your local pizza.
Yeah.
That's a fair statement. I'll give you that.
Once in a while, we all have those low moments.
But we should fight that, shouldn't we?
Sure.
Don't eat the crap
pizza. Sometimes you got to let it win.
You may be giving in and going to the dark side if that happens.
Yeah,
bad things can happen if you eat Pizza Hut and Papa John. You may become a terrible person.
Diabetes?
Possibly.
Put down the pizza. Put down the bad pizza.
Agreed.
Have some Elio's.
That's not actually bad.
I was going to say, out of like all the gross pizzas, I love Elio's pizza.
I would put Elio's above anything else we've mentioned in this conversation so far.
Elio's to me, again, it's a pizza-like
it's
product.
Period.
Yeah.
It just reminds
me of
cafeteria.
Yeah.
Same.
But the if we're talking about dough, the dough, it's not really dough. It's sort of
cardboard.
Artificial chemicals mushed together to look like dough.
Listen, all I'm saying is it's better than these chain pizzas. It's not great.
You're right.
It's not delicious. It's not wonderful. It's like, oh, it's something you throw in your freezer, and then when you don't feel like going out, it's in there, and you heat it up.
It's not delivery.
Right.
It's Elio's. Right?
I don't think I've ever had a DiGiorno, so I can't comment on that.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, I don't think I've done that.
The cardboard box is probably better. Let's say that.
Also, one thing that's kind of weird to me now is, like, I don't know if this is outside of New York or just a New York thing, but, like, there's these fancier, quote-unquote, pizzerias now that, like, freeze package their pizza. Like, they make a pizza, and there's, like, Roberta. You can get a slice of Roberta's pizza, which is, like, a very overhyped, overpriced Coloven pizza spot. Mm-hmm. And you can buy like a $6 slice or some shit like that, that you then have to go and put in the oven and like.
It's like par baked or whatever. You have to like reheat it.
Yeah.
But yeah. You're not reheating it in the fancy oven that they have. So it's not.
Yeah. Like, what?
It's not the same. Yeah.
And by the way, never microwave pizza either.
No.
It becomes inedible.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to put the Elio's in the oven.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, even pizza like that you ordered from a pizzeria.
Oh, I would never. Yeah. I just eat it cold. I love cold pizza. Oh, I love cold pizza.
I hear so many people say that, and I do not understand it. It tastes so disgusting.
I don't mind
It's not disgusting, but if I have an oven, I'll just heat it up. There's no reason not to.
I'm not trying to be.
The reason is I want the food right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
In my belly.
Fair, but it just tastes so good. I feel like the oil and the cheese congeals into a brick.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's so good.
Good.
See, you're saying it like a bad thing. I love it.
It's like jalapenos, but pizza style.
I love about... Yeah,
isn't
you're right.
Is that what lasagna is, though? Like, literally? Jalapenos pizza style?
But
it's not
gelatinous.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes
it
disgusting is the gelatin and the things floating in it and looking at you. What I love about pizza is that it's like gooey and like, you know, it's I don't know, it's just oily, and then you make it into like a hard-ass... It's almost like fat just sitting on bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't appeal to me.
No. Well, I forgive you.
What?
I forgive you for that.
Okay, sure. Go eat some Papa John's, prick.
How dare you? That's too far.
Anyway, you heard a little preview earlier. It's time for
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
We have a bunch of entries.
Oh, yeah.
Aw. Little Shlomi.
Of course.
Oh, got a bunch.
Yeah, you just
said
that.
Yeah, on our social media.
Got a bunch. Well, I'm mostly going over off the Discord, but I guess I'll check the Facebook in a moment. Let's go.
On the Discord, just it's got to be after July 23rd.
All right. I'm just going from the ones for today.
Okay.
Settle down, Shlomi. Take a seat.
Let's start with God what? Stomper's suggestion. His suggestion is Vinter, V-I-N-T-E-R.
What are they, old Zorg? Jews?
Is there an S-O-R-G at the end?
No, it's just Vinter.
Okay. Just checking.
And let's see, where's Vinter from? From Spain. Mm-hmm. And
so are you sure it's not pronounced Vinter?
They're from Williamsburg.
Vinter.
Vinter.
The song is Yours is Your Fate, Mine is Your Funeral.
All right.
Let's hear this.
That's what I heard. This is advice to people who have just eaten their local shitty pizza about killing yourself.
Spanish black metal. I thrash it. I like it.
Why
I wouldn't mind
like
this
it?
Band. What?
Why do you like it?
It's obnoxious in a good way.
And the like you.
The production isn't bad. Mm-hmm. I like the album art.
I will agree with that. Oh, do I go? Are you done?
I'm done.
I also think the production is quite good.
Especially for black metal.
I don't know if that's a good thing because it makes me hear that voice much more clearly. but... I just listen to things like this and it makes my throat hurt. Like I know the littlest provocation, like when I do Dave Mustaine voice or something, my throat gets very quickly disintegrated. So to hear a guy doing that, it's just like, it's like nails on a chalkboard, you know, but I do respect the ability to do it. It's kind of like an instrument, you know? Yeah, I was into it. I wish the voice was a little less irritating, but I thrash it.
Now, for me, this is difficult. I'm weighing two sides here. It's very close. It's going to be 51-49 one way or the other. On the one hand, I like that you could sort of, even though it's not my favorite kind of vocals, you could tell he's saying words.
Yes, that's
which
a big
is
thing.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. And I also like the guitar playing. Mm-hmm. Like the riff during the verse part, I like.
A little punky.
But the drumming during the intro, the like cacophonous, blah, 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 is I hate that. It's one of my least favorite things. It's just, it ruins it. It just makes it sound like a fucking mess. Like,
He
recorded that in one room, and then somebody else was recording something in another room, and then somebody spliced it together by accident.
Like the Ja Rule Metallica song.
Yes, except even worse. So I think my hatred of that is stronger than my... enjoyment of the other thing, so I'm going to go 51% trash.
Oh. Well, how about you, Noah?
Well, Sid said the one positive quality that I was going to say about that, which is that I could understand the lyrics, even though it was like black metal vocals. But it just, like, the music just reminded me of what my car does when it doesn't want to start.
Yes!
So,
flooded engine.
Yeah, so... sorry, Binter, but I trash you.
Now, I have to, I know I went already, but just, I want to also build on what you both said, which is that an asset of this song is that you can hear the lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're really grading on a curve here.
Oh, for sure.
Because I understood about 8 words that he said.
But you could understand that he was saying words.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like... Rah, 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 rah.
It is a step in the right direction, but
yeah.
At the same time, I feel...
It's a very low bar.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
If I understand 3 out of every 15 words you say, I'm not going to be able to have a conversation with you. All I got is suicide... And they're jerking. Oh, what was the other thing we heard? A crotch.
Lick her crotch.
Lick her crotch.
I thought it was crocs. That's what I heard. That's what I thought you were going to say about the pizza. Instead of eating your local pizza, just lick someone's crocs.
No, I would never suggest. I'm actually over crocs. I know.
What?
I don't wear them anymore. Well, now it would be too cold anyway when I did wear them. But.
What are you wearing these days?
You know, sneakers if it's for comfort and then like you know, dress shoes.
But like at home.
I just wear socks in my house.
Okay.
Are they those grippy socks?
No. I have one pair of diabetic socks.
Why?
Because I was in Montreal and that was, I think I was out of socks.
That's the only thing CVS had.
Jennifer just
you robbed a diabetic person.
Beat them up.
No, CVS only had like diabetic socks. So
okay.
Bought me some socks.
And what are they like tighter or?
They have like this weird like gauzy like the bottom part is a regular sock.
Okay.
And then the part that you pull up like around your calf is just gauzy and very breathable.
Interesting.
Yeah, but they're very comfortable.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
And my first
for everyone.
Reaction was irritated. I was like, "What diabetic socks?" And then I was like, "Wow, these actually feel really good."
Interesting.
So I might buy some more diabetic
yeah.
socks.
Yeah,
everyone's getting diabetic socks for Christmas from Darren.
I don't even have diabetes. I want everyone to know.
But now, if you ever do, you're dressing for the disease you want, not the disease you have.
That's true. It's a good point. I'm making my own reality.
You're like Doc, I'm way ahead of you. I got the socks already. I'm good.
I've been praying not to get diabetes. Hopefully I'll do better than Dave Mustaine did.
Send the socks to him. Throw him on stage at the next Megadeth show.
Maybe like a diabetes like neck warmer.
These aren't cancer socks. What are you doing? Fuck out of here.
Cancer socks and all listening? No, it's definitely a cancer scare.
Okay, next.
Then we have a Colombian neckbeard.
That's the username.
The username. That. And then the band is Zud, Z-U-D. Okay.
Not Zed.
Isn't that a brand of soap? Zed, gal, 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 gal. Musica.
Musica.
Zed. All right, here's Thundercats, Don't Play Dead. My first time here. I want to hear what vocals go.
No, I meant, what I meant was, are we going to wait till there's vocals?
I would like to, yes.
Well, the rule is supposed to be 1 minute.
Well, we can make it
50 seconds.
It's our fucking rule.
Yeah. Are there vocals?
Yeah, maybe there's not vocals. But this is the type of riff that sounds like a bad vocal.
Hey, Darren, why don't you start?
Well, this is quite a journey. That first part with the cacophony of, it just sounds really like shit. I was ready to tune right the fuck out of this. I was probably 1 second away from, just being immediate trash. And then that riff kicked in, and that was fucking great. It was very thrashy.
I really liked it. And then we were trying to figure out if vocals were going to come in. And then the vocals came in and ruined it again. although I did understand what he was saying, since that's apparently now the gold standard.
Yeah.
I heard words.
Yes.
So there were words involved. What they were, I couldn't fucking tell you. But they were, his voice was being shaped into the form of words. And there are other, like, I could say that kind of vocal could be good. Like, it's, you know, there are some it's just a little bit raw and, you know, unrefined, I would say, for my taste. I like more melodic singing, but I will, with those three things together, that riff was so good, I am going to lean towards thrashing it.
Yeah, for me, this is like, I said, it's basically the same criticisms and likes as the last song, but I like this one more. So if the last one was 51% trash, then this one is a 51% thrash.
Okay.
The vocals, I didn't mind. You could understand words. The riff was good. The cacophonous drums are a little bit lower in the mix, so they were slightly less annoying. There you go.
All right. Noor?
Well, I think you guys both liked the riff because it sounded like I Want to Be Sedated.
Oh.
You can see that.
Can you play a little bit of that part again so we can follow up on what Noor said?
It's like a little bit into the beginning.
Yeah, you're right. Or every single remote song.
Yeah,
very
three chords.
State
anyway.
Punk. Yeah.
So I just like if I was kind of annoyed by the long intro. I just like if you're gonna play the same riff without putting like a solo on it or just like something for people to, you know, listen to that changes. And just don't do an opening like that.
Yeah, like how do they decide how long to go with that? But it's just the same nothing for like.
It's almost like
a
they were waiting for the singer to come back from the bathroom.
Just keep rolling.
And then he
keep
like
rolling.
Grabs the mic and starts singing because he sounds like he's like out of breath and he just ran from somewhere.
Which in a live setting would be fun.
Yes.
It sounds like. Well, okay, go ahead.
But I have to say that I really once the vocals came in, I was like, okay, all together this sounds great. So I thrash it. Really like the vocals.
Okay, for me with the vocals, the one thing I want to say about it is like, so I like the riff, I like the sludginess, I like the punk grindiness, and also I was like, oh, when's this vocal line coming in? And then it came in, and to me, it sounded like the band was recording the music in one room, and then like the vocalist was like two rooms
in the
down,
room
shouting
the
over everyone.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the vocals are so far away, whereas like the vocals should be like center in the mix. They should be like right there in your ear.
So Darren said that the vocals sound raw and unrefined. I actually really like that.
Okay, I just wish you could hear them more in the mute. It just, I don't know, maybe live it would be blended a little better. That kind of ruined it for me. So I have to. Trash.
Wow.
Now, how much of your decision is based on the fact that if it was a clean sweep thrash, then you'd have to send this person a prize of some sort?
Well,
you don't want to do that.
We've since established that I cannot be trusted to send such things, so it wouldn't be.
I will send them. Okay.
I will say, though, when you were talking about, like, please trash it, please trash it, please trash it, I don't want to have to reach out to somebody for their address, please. So I'm very happy with your decision.
Yeah, the vocals kind of killed it for me, but I do. I also feel like this music. Could you, like, I'm not going to tell them how to live their life. You know?
That's what this show's for.
Yes.
Come on.
But I feel like the vocals, like, it could use a more, like, stoner metal-y, like, cleaner vocal line.
No.
Totally agree.
Than, like, black metal-y kind of.
It's like a little deeper, a little bassier.
I like the vocals. Just, like, you know, get to the point faster.
But let them do that as a side project and do some actual black metal and we like let this be the sludge.
I mean, they could do whatever they want. It's their band.
Well, what they cannot do is eat their local pizza.
Yeah.
Definitely sucks.
They're from Portland, Maine.
Oh,
God. Portland,
just have a lobster roll.
Plenty of great food up there.
Yeah.
Don't eat pizza.
What was the name of the band again?
Zud.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gal, 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 galat.
How about from Facebook?
Let's take that one.
Rob is going to our Facebook page. Facebook.
Now I
want to
say, if you know, you're like, oh man, I wish
metal
I could submit.
Livecast?
Yeah, facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And if you're sitting there being like, oh man, I wish I could submit a song,
national attraction. First of all, like, you don't have to talk like that. You can use your normal voice. And secondly, we would say you should join our Discord chat. There is an invite on every episode page. And in the Discord, you know, Sid, Darren, and myself were in there at various points throughout the week. Sid and Darren more than I. And also, we post little updates like, hey, tonight we're going to play Thrasher or Trasher. Send us some links. And that's where we got it.
Noah checks in from time to time.
Yeah, like on the show when you remind me that this thing exists. I just forget. I try not to look at my phone.
Except for Instagram.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I have to do it for work, so then I get sucked in.
She just has the app on, but she's like, well, I'm not going to just switch to my personal account. I won't. I'm right here. Might as well. all right. Here is the. So this is from Dan. The band is War Pit. And the song is Black Death. The album is Reborn. Uh-oh. Is this Jesus metal? They're from Montreal.
Well, it's definitely of the songs you've listened to, by far the best production value. Like, this sounds like pro recorded.
Agree.
But it's also the least, like, quirky and unique. It sounds very cookie cutter. And this might be a weird critique, but that solo came in way too early in the song. Does that make sense? It felt unearned.
It came in on the 14th measure when it should have come in on the 16th.
It just, I don't know, it just seemed like there wasn't enough song yet for there to already be a solo.
Well, maybe because there's even another solo at the end.
Well, then, yeah, then
too much soloing,
even more of
thing.
A trash. Yeah, it's a trash for me, sorry. It's left me cold.
Nora?
Well, all of these elements put together and getting right to the point, which is the guitar solo, works nicely for me. So I have to thrash this.
Wow. You basically cancel each other out.
Yeah.
And now, by the way, Sid, you made it so Rob doesn't have to send anything.
You're welcome.
Oh, Rob doesn't have to forget.
Or maybe I did. Maybe the rest of you will trash. Oh, I guess they don't win.
Well, this band kind of reminds me of a band that Noah's ex-boyfriend was in. With a certain...
No, not at all.
Can we say?
I never dated anyone from Unearth.
Yet.
But
not with that attitude.
I mean,
I kind of echo sort of, like, I get what Sid is saying, where it's like, oh, it's so polished, there's no personality to it.
Yeah.
But it's very competent. This is,
confident.
Oh, here's an awesome.
Is it a new song?
Same song.
Oh.
Let's see how this solo starts. Yeah, it is very metalcore now that you mention it. Yeah.
Is it on a washing machine?
I feel like if this was 12 years ago, I would have thrashed this, but now it's like nothing new, so I trash it.
Yes, I agree. I mean, you pretty much stole all my thunder here, but it's just, again, unoriginal and sounds like everything else to me. Boring. Competent is the best thing I can say about it. They all sound like good musicians, but boring, boring fucking growl vocals.
Yeah.
It's cliche. Everything's a cliche in this.
Don't let the band hear this.
What are they going to fucking do?
They only speak French.
What are they going to do anyway? I can't criticize their fucking band, bunch of babies.
crashes.
Hey,
take yourself on away at the show.
Show business is a hard business. You have to have thick skin.
What are they going to do? Spend $500 and sit in on our show here?
Oh, no.
Tell us that we suck?
Well, if it's the whole band, it's going to be, what, probably $1,000.
That's right.
$2,000.
At least $1,000.
Yeah.
It's not a one-man band.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe it's worth it. As long as they don't outnumber us. That might be a problem.
Okay.
All right. Let's do one more so each of us can go first.
Okay. Who didn't go first? You?
No,
Noah.
Okay. I don't care.
Let's do one from
ego.
El Dano submits a band called. Oops. Oh, sorry.
Is that the name? It's hard to spell for SEO.
El Dano. Oh. No. That's a livecast listener.
No, I meant the little clip you played. It was the name of the band. Don't joke.
Oshi is the band. O S H I.
Even worse.
Yeah. Song is called Black.
Okay.
Maybe the album is called Black. Not clear. Noah, how do you feel about this rock classic from 1993? Is that what it is?
No.
I like the fuzz on his guitar tone in the beginning. Okay, I don't know if it's... I think it's because I'm ovulating.
Whoa!
That I'm actually digging it, but I feel like if I was not ovulating, I would probably hate it. But
what? What does you ovulating have to do with it?
I'm like more emotional. Don't you know about periods?
I don't understand how that correlates to what you list. Like, you're connecting to the music better?
Yeah, I'm more sensitive. Like this song.
Oh, I see.
So, I'm going to thrash it.
Okay.
There's a guitar solo. There's good guitar tone. I like the quality of his voice. Maybe not so much how he's using it all the time, but, you know, I'm sure it improves somewhere down the line. So.
All right, I'll get out of the way. I trashed this. The music wasn't bad. I actually liked it, but as soon as the vocal kicked in, I was done.
Sort of
I was
sounded
like
a guy from
out.
Journey.
So
Steve Perry?
Yeah.
It sounded like that Death Camp for a Cutie or whatever.
No, that's way less hard than this. This is like grindcore compared to Death Camp for a Cutie.
Oh.
Now, can I ask a question? I was under the impression, I may be wrong, that all the bands on here had to be indie, not signed, and they had to be metal. Is this metal?
We've had non-metal before, so
this could be like, I mean, you could argue this is like post-hardcore, maybe.
Yeah, that I was going to get into that during my.
I feel like I walked into Old Navy hearing that. What the fuck was that? No, just unenjoyable. Very poppy. Not that poppy is bad, but in a bad way.
Wait, poppy? Like the singer
the
we talked about?
No. Big Poppy. The Dominican baseball player. Trash it. Awful. 97% trash.
It sounds like such a specific thing to me. It sounds like if you told me this was like on Revelation Records, came out in like 1998, band toured with Error Type 11 for a while and just didn't catch on. I would believe you. It sounds like Shades Apart. Like I liked some of the bands that sounded like this, but it just sounds so dated and weird. And like, why would anyone sound like that now? It's baffling to me. So I can't.
Do we know that this is new?
Does it have a date on it, Rabba?
Let's see.
Into the microphone.
Let's see.
These guys opened for Farside in Omaha one time.
1999.
It came out in March, so yeah.
Jeez, that is so strange. I feel bad, but I have to trash it. But it's